This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
A'udhu billahi as-sami' al-'alim min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد إمام السالكين والصالحين على آله وصحبته أجمعين رب اشرح صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي السلام عليكم to everybody. ما شاء الله, it's been quite a long time. الحمد لله, may Allah سبحانه وتعالى bless all of you and bless us all and increase us in khair, alhamdulillah. So inshallah, every Sunday evening around 10 p.m., I'll be coming on lives to read from a very nice treatise written by a scholar who died in the 10th century after Hijri, Sheikh Aladdin al-Husam al-Din al-Muttaqi al-Hindi, known as al-Muttaqi, a person who was like very dutiful to Allah, very mindful of Allah, according to his contemporaries. And the essay that I'm going to share with you and read with you and explain to you is one that I translated, alhamdulillah, on nearness to Allah, how to be in close proximity to the mercy and guidance and blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so I want to start by asking a question, and that is, what are we near to? Like, ask yourself, what are you near to? And then think about why you're near to those things. So for example, first things that comes to my mind are my children, especially my four-year-old and my five-year-old and my two-year-old. Just now, like a few minutes ago, I heard a noise upstairs, and immediately I ran upstairs. And there was my five-year-old on the stairs, you know, Baba, I'm scared. So I had to like lay down with her and comfort her and placate her. So that's something I'm near to. That's something that's in my thoughts. That's something that is in my heart. That's something that moves me. So I want you to think about that in your own life right now, is to ask yourself this question, like, what are you near to? And how do you know you're near something is you're willing to sacrifice for it. Abu Ala al-Mawdudi, he says something very beautiful, that we will not be near to Allah until we care about Islam like we care about our sick children at night. Subhanallah. And this just happened to me, right? So I remember that statement of Al-Mawdudi, Rahimahullah, the Mujaddid, that we will not be near to Allah until we have concern, ihtimam bidinihi, like we have for sick children at night. So what I want you to do is, before we start reading from this text, because it's such a beautiful text and it will answer so many questions that people ask, like, how do I know if I'm near Allah? How do I know where my relationship with Allah is? How do I draw nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How do I maintain that nearness to Allah? It's all in this really beautiful text, alhamdulillah. But let's ask ourselves this question. Let's interrogate ourselves momentarily, because the way of the seeker is to clean house first instead of to buy furniture. If you and I, we go buy a bunch of furniture and our house is a mess, we're only going to soil that furniture. So that's why tuhliyah before tuhliyah, that cleaning comes before like starting new things, so to speak, religiously. So let's start by interrogating ourselves. What is it that we're near to is usually indicated by what we will sacrifice for, what we're willing to sacrifice for. And so then we can ask ourselves, what are we sacrificing for this deen? What efforts are we making to draw near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What type of effort am I putting in to see that result? So that's the text that we're going to be going through for the next few weeks, alhamdulillah, here on these different lives. And the recording will be posted on the Swiss YouTube page. And this text is called Tabiyin Turuqi Ilallahi Ta'ala, clarifying the ways to Allah. Clarifying the ways to Allah. And he begins, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Of course, he begins Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim because the Quran, it begins with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So any serious thing that we want to do, we should say Bismillah with the names of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. When you say Bismillah, you're not saying with the name of Allah. If you speak Arabic, this is called Idafatul Mufrad Tufidul Jama. That a singular possessive actually means a plural. This is so amazing. So when you say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, actually you're saying Bi Asma'illah, all the names of Allah. Subhanallah, just that one phrase in that moment of difficulty, that moment of success. When you say Bismillah, it's like you're calling on Allah by all of His names and His attributes that you know and that you don't know, that He revealed and that He didn't reveal. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then there should be a colon there. Bismillah, colon, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. The most important names to know after Allah's name is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, especially for the seeker. Because on this path, we're going to make mistakes. On this path, we may feel overcome. So how do we climb the mountains of our own lack of self-worth and self-esteem? With Allah's rahmah. And maybe we work really, really hard. We feel like it's not good enough. It's not good enough. And shaitan comes to us. It's not good enough. It's not good enough. And we remember Allah is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Kataba ala nafsihi rahmah. The Quran says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded for Himself, He prescribed for Himself rahmah. Sabaqat rahmati ghadabi. My mercy comes before my anger. The hadith of Sayyidina Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu. So the Shaykh, he begins his book, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Subhanaka. Subhana, we say Subhanallah all the time. But the word Subhan is actually from Sibaha, to swim. Masbaha is a swimming pool. Because we say Subhanallah when we find ourselves drowning in this dunya. When we find ourselves overcome either by incredible success or incredible difficulties, like now we see what's happening in the Muslim world. We pray for the people of Syria, we pray for the people of Lebanon and Gaza and Sudan, and all over the world, in Pakistan and Bangladesh. We see all these things happening. Subhanallah. So we may find ourselves drowning. So how do we, if you will, surface to the top of the dunya and not allow the waves of this dunya to drown us? We say Subhanallah. Sibaha, to swim. Kullun fi falaqin yasbahun. Allah says that all of the, you know, celestial bodies are floating, like in, you know, in space. So we say Subhanallah. So he begins with the verse from Surah Al-Baqarah. Subhanaka, the malaika, the angel said, Subhanaka, la ilma lana, because the creation of Adam is something mind-boggling. And the creation of Adam is something, of course, the angels don't have aql, but they were awed by the power of Allah in their own way. Subhanaka, la ilma lana, there is absolutely no knowledge that we have, illa ma 'allamtana, except you, what you taught us. If that's the case of the angels, that the only knowledge they have is what Allah gave them, what about you and me? Allah says, أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. You were born, you knew nothing. So all knowledge comes from Allah. And the most important knowledge we can learn is how to be near Allah. In this age where we're near to so many things that are taking us away from Allah, that's why this text is very important. It allows us to recenter ourselves on a life dedicated to Allah. La ilaha illallah. Wa ma khalaqtul jinna wa insa illa liya'budun. I did not create you except to worship me. Abu Hamid al-Ghazali says, I'lam anna thamaratul ilm ibadah. That the fruit of all knowledge is worship. So he says, with the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, glory be to you. We have no knowledge except what you have taught us. Then he begins, he says, Alhamdulillah. Why does he say Alhamdulillah? Because that's the way of the Quran. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam, he said, Alhamdulillah, tamla'ul mizan. To say subhanallah will fill the scales for you. Like maybe someone listening tonight, I'm not that good of a Muslim. In your own mind, you're saying this to yourself. I'm struggling. I have challenges. All these things are happening. Just say Alhamdulillah as much as you can. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Tamla'ul mizan. It will fill the scales for you in the hereafter. That's why the Quran, subhanallah, in 6 chapters, Alhamdulillah, Surah Fatiha, Surah Kaf, Surah An'am, Surah Fatir, Surah Saba. You can stay with me. You scared?
It's okay. Yeah, you can stay.
Surah Saba. All those chapters of the Quran begin, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, خلق السماوات والأرض وجعل الظلمات والنور. الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا. الحمد لله فاطر السماوات والأرض. So over and over in the Quran, we see so many different chapters saying Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah in different contexts to remind us that in every situation, we should say Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. So the Shaykh, he says, Alhamdulillahi Al-Hadi. One of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Hadi. Al-Hadi is the one who guides. Why would he say that name? It's called Barat Isti'lal. To tell you that the purpose of the book is guidance. And the only one who can guide us and keep us on guidance is Allah. That's why, subhanAllah, we say what? Alhamdulillahi alladhi hadana li hadha. وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِي لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَ اللَّهِ آمين. اللهم وفقنا وإياكم. So we say, Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي هَدَانَ لِهَذَا وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَ اللَّهِ. Are you cold? So, all praise be to Allah who guided us. And so, hidayah is from Allah. The word hidayah is from hadiyah. Hadiyah is a gift. Hadiyah is a gift. Because anyone who's been given Islam has been given the greatest gift. Ya Allah. If you feel bad, if you feel down in your life, just say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. When you say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, you have the best gift. That's it. And that gift can only comes from Allah. قُلْ إِنَّ الْهُدَى هُدَى اللَّهِ. Say, guidance is from Allah. يَهْدِي اللَّهُ بِنُورِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَلَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ نُورٌ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ نُورٍ. Allah says in Surah An-Nur, He guides by His light who He wants. By the Qur'an and Sunnah. And no, who doesn't have light from Allah doesn't have light. اللَّهُمَّ زِدْنَا نُورًا. So he says, Alhamdulillah al-Hadi ila sirat al-mustaqim. Praise be to Allah, the guide to the straight path. Wa salatu wa salamu al-atamman al-akmalan ala sayyidina Muhammadin rasulihi al-da'i ila minhaj al-sadidi ila al-minhaj al-sadidi wal-maqsid al-azim. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One second.
Hold on. I think the microphone is here.
If you want to turn off that light so you can sleep with me. You want to turn off that light and come back. You can sleep. Yeah, come. So my wife is out of town. So I'm multitasking, alhamdulillah, with my habibati. So tonight we have to make it quick, inshallah. So he says, alhamdulillahi. الهادي إلى الصراط المستقيم والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على سيدنا محمد رسوله الداعي إلى المنهج السديد والمقصد العظيم وعلى آله وأصحابه السالكين مسارك الدين القويم. So he says, all praise is due to Allah, the guide to the straight path, the the most complete and perfect blessings and peace upon our Master Muhammad, Sayyid Walid min Adam, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his messenger who invited us, Ad-da'i ila al-minhaj al-sadid, to the straight method, wal-maqsid al-azim. Minhaj al-sadid means Islam. Wal-maqsid al-azim means ibadah. وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ السَّارِكِينَ مَسَّارِكَ الدِّينِ الْقَوِيمِ, and upon his family and companions and those who trotted the path of the upright faith. We're going to have to make tonight short because this little girl has school tomorrow. أَمَّا بَعْدُ فَيَقُولُ أَحْقَرُ عِبَادِ اللَّهِ, to precede the humblest of servants, عَلِي يِبْنُ حُسَامِ الدِّينَ الشَّهِيرُ بِمُتَّقِي, known as, his name was Ali ibn Husam al-Din, the writer of this book, known as Al-Muttaqi, says, I'lam ayyuha al-sariq al-talib, I'lam ayyuha al-sariq al-talibu li qurbi mawlaak jalla dhikruhu. It's beautiful in Arabic. Know, O seeker who desires closeness to your Lord. That's all of us. Subhanallah, every one of us, we want to be close to Allah. اعلم أيها السارق الطالب لقرب مولاك جل ذكره أرشدك الله تعالى وإيانا إلى مرضاته. May Allah guide you and us to His pleasure. إن من قصر مقصدا عظيما وطلب شأنا جسيما فلا بد له من معرفة سبب وَطَرِيقٍ يُوَصِّلُهُ إِلَى ذَلِكَ الْمَقْصِدِ. Here he says something really nice, guys. And I have to keep it short tonight. Forgive me. He said, no. This is the first point in the book that we need to think about. That whoever seeks a great destination and pursues a significant matter must necessarily know the provisions needed for the journey. Like, if you want to go somewhere, I want to go somewhere. If we're going to do it correctly, we need to know where we're going, but also we need to know what is needed for the trip. Allah says, فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ تَقْوَى, فَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ تَقْوَى. Allah says, prepare yourself for the journey. What journey? To Allah. وَأَنَّ إِلَى رَبِّكَ الْمُنْتَهَى. The ending is with Allah. فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ تَقْوَى, because the best provisions you can take on the journey is taqwa. So here the Shaykh is reminding us of the importance of learning and why we learn. Why do we learn Islam? What's the purpose of learning Islam? So he says that anyone who seeks a great destination, إِنَّ مَنْ قَصَرَ مَقْصَدًا عَظِيمًا وَطَرَبَ شَأْنًا جَسِيمًا فَلَا بُدَّ لَهُ مِنْ مَعْرِفَةِ سَبَبٍ وَطَرِيقٍ يُوَصِّلُهُ إِلَى ذَلِكَ الْمَقْصَدِ. Yes, salam. That whoever seeks a great destination and pursues a significant matter must necessarily know the provisions needed for the trip and the path that will lead him or her to that destination. Like, what is the path to that destination? That's why we say, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, guide us to the straight path, Islam, because Islam is the bridge to Allah. Islam is the only way to Allah. ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that whoever seeks other than Islam, it will not, a deen other than Islam, it will not be accepted from them. And they will be losers in the hereafter. So the provisions are knowledge. The journey is to Allah. The means to draw near to Allah, Islam. فَإِذَنْ لَابُدَّ لِسَارِكِ الطَّرِيقِ إِلَى اللَّهِ من معرفة معنى القرب ومعرفة طريق يوصله إلى قربه تعالى. Yes, salam. Therefore, the one who treads the path to Allah, who wants to be near Allah, the exalted, must know the meaning of nearness. What does qurba mean? Am I near Allah? I want to be near Allah. Are you defining it subjectively or are you defining it Islamically? And the path that leads to Allah's proximity. Thus he said, فَهَذِهِ رِسَالَةٌ مَرْسُومَةٌ بِتَبْيِينِ الطُّرُقِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. So therefore he says, I wrote this short text on clarifying the paths that lead to Allah's proximity. May Allah make us close to Him. How important is it to be close to Allah? Look at subhanAllah, the story of the wife of Musa, the wife of Fir'aun, who was so oppressed and abused and was tortured. And that's why the end of Surah Tahrim, رَبِّ بَنِ لِي عِنْدَكَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَنَجِّنِي مِنْ فِرْعَوْنَ وَعَمَرِهِ وَنَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِ. You want to go upstairs? I'm coming. Or you want to stay here? Look at the wife of Fir'aun as she's being tortured and dying. What is her first dua? رَبِّ بَنِي لِي عِنْدَكَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. If you speak Arabic, she doesn't say رَبِّ بَنِي لِي بَيْتًا عِنْدَكَ. Oh my Lord, give me a home near you. That's not what she said. رَبِّ بَنِي لِي عِنْدَكَ. My Lord, build for me near you a home in Jannah. Because for her, even in Jannah, to be near Allah is the greatest blessing. More than houses and all of the beautiful things that will be in Jannah, the first thing on her mind, رَبِّ بَنِي لِي عِنْدَكَ. I want to be with you. SubhanAllah, even in Jannah. So we say, some of our teachers used to say about this dua of Asiya, Al-Qurba afdaru min al-ni'ma, wa qurba tuqaddam ala ni'ma. That being near Allah is in front of any blessings. So that's why, for example, like maybe we're making dua for stuff, get into this grad school, marry this person, get this thing in dunya, and maybe we don't get it. Those are ni'am. But even if we don't get those things, but we are obeying Allah, we have qurba, subhanAllah. So we are with Allah, even though we didn't get the ni'mah. So we should think, like, even if I didn't get these things into this grad school, this job, this child, this marriage, whatever, something I didn't get, something I was trying to achieve, but I'm still devoted to Allah, then I am indallah. SubhanAllah. لَا تُقَدِّمُوا بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. So in that case, even if my dua is not answered, if I'm worshipping Allah and obeying Allah, I have qurba. And that's a greater blessing. And if I get all of the things I'm asking for, but I'm not worshipping Allah, then I should be worried. So here we see the Shaykh, he says, the first thing, فَلَا بُدَّ مِنْ مَعْرِفَةِ الْقُرْبَةِ. Someone has to know what that means. And then how to arrive to that proximity. So he said, فَهَذِهِ رِسَالَةٌ مَرْسُومَةٌ بِتَبِينِ طُرُقِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى مُشْتَمِلَةٌ عَلَى هَاتَيْنِ الْمَعْرِفَتَيْنِ وَأَدْنَى فَائِدَتِهَا لِمَنْ أَحَاطَ بِمَضْمُونِهَا أَنْ يَعْرِفَ الطَّرِيقَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ مِنْ الْمَعُوجَةِ وَالْمَغْوِيَةِ إِلَىٰ أَنْ يُوَفِّقَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى لِسُلُكِهَا. Ya salam. And he says, rahimahullah, that is why I wrote this short essay called Clarifying the Path to Allah, that encompassed these two pieces of knowledge. What does it mean to be near Allah and how to be near Allah? And he says, the least benefit of this text is for those who study it, like we're doing now every Sunday at 10 p.m., is that they may distinguish the straight path from the crooked and misleading ones. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide them to follow it. Inshallah, we have to stop now because my baby girl woke up and I need to put her to sleep. So forgive me for not being able to go 1 hour. But alhamdulillah, as you can see, there is a lot of khair in this text. And just every week, you can spend 1 hour on Sunday night at 10 p.m. And you imagine, you can say, Ya Allah, I spent 1 hour trying to be near you. And don't underestimate 1 hour. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, everyone knows the hadith, if you walk to me, I run to you. If you come one hands distant to me, then I will come an arm's distance to you. Subhanallah. So don't underestimate. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. You know? And that is how, alhamdulillah, we learn. So this is one of the texts that we learned from our teachers years ago in the madrasa, alhamdulillah. That was taught to us step by step, alhamdulillah. And it's one of the more important texts that introduces these important ideas that sometimes are confused between different extremes, right? Islam is a deen wasatiya, a deen of moderation, wa rabbaniya, alhamdulillah. Number one, nearness to Allah. Number two, how do we draw nearer to Allah? Number three, how do we preserve that so that we don't fall into being too hard on ourselves or too easy? Inshallah, forgive me today. I don't have time to take questions because I have to put this girl to sleep who is scared. Barakallahu feekum wa jazakum allahu khairan wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum. We'll see you guys next week, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.